Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca, and this is session 49. Today, we're going to talk about another intervention program that is behaviorally based or behaviorally oriented, and it's called Incredible Years. And Incredible Years is a evidence-based program for parents that aims at preventing or treating some behavior problems in kids. And this kind of goes along with one of the other sessions that I did about PCIT, or parent-child interaction therapy. My purpose in talking about some of these different intervention packages is to hopefully expose behavior analysts to some of the other behaviorally oriented, evidence-based practice programs that exist outside of our field. So today we're going to talk about Incredible Years. And Incredible Years is one that I've had some personal experience with in my predoctoral internship. It was in Southern California in Orange County, and we offered lots of Incredible Years trainings or ran a lot of Incredible Years programs. And so it was something that I was able to learn while on internship and has been really helpful. My supervisor, while I was there, really liked Incredible Years. It was created by Dr. Carolyn Webster Stratton, who is a professor emeritus from University of Washington. She's a licensed clinical psychologist and a nurse practitioner. The IY, Incredible Years, is often called IY. So IY is supported with over 30 years of research, and the goal is really about preventing and treating young children's problem behavior. And then, of course, in doing that, it's like, don't focus on what you're trying to stop, but rather focus on those replacement behaviors. So promoting social, emotional, and academic competence. The program has been used worldwide. It was used in over 24 countries that I found when I was doing some research for this podcast session. And it can be implemented in mental health centers or schools, hospitals, really in a variety of settings. IY has been named as a model program by the National Registry of Effective Prevention Programs in both 2007 and 2013. The Department of Health and Social Services Center for Substance Abuse Prevention has described it as model and exemplary, and it's listed in the National Registry of Effective Prevention Programs. The U.S. Office of Juvenile Delinquency Prevention has listed IY as a blueprints program for early violence prevention, and IY has been recommended by the APA, so American Psychological Association's task force, as meeting the stringent Chambliss criteria for empirically supported mental health interventions for children with conduct problems. So I share all that, not that I think it's better or worse than other programs, but rather I think one of the challenges that we may face as behavior analysts is that we may think that if we didn't create it, it's not good, or that we have ownership over evidence-based practice. But a reminder that looking outside of our field or our specific field of behavior analysis, we can find a lot of really great materials that have been around for longer. And while longer doesn't necessarily mean better, it is like the Google Scholar tagline, right? Stand on the shoulders of giants. And so when we can look and see what other people have been doing and see what works, maybe we can take what already works and continue to use that and integrate it into our practice. The IY series has been tested in lots of different randomized control studies with children from ages 2 to 12 years old and a variety of diagnoses like conduct problems, impulsive behaviors, ADHD, and has also been evaluated as a prevention program for children aged 2 to 7 that are at high risk because of family or demographic factors like poverty, parental mental health problems, or poor parenting skills. So again, this is not applicable to just one subset. It can be used for different ages, different populations, different diagnoses, and has been shown to work across different socioeconomic statuses. Is that right? Statuses? Stati? I don't know. Sounds weird. Thus is life. Okay. So what is it, right? So I've talked briefly about how great it is, right, or where it came from, but what exactly is IY? So IY is actually a combo of at least three different programs. There's the IY Basic, and then there's some advanced programming, and then there's some special subsets and sort of spin-offs that have come from that, like working with kids at the same time. So I'm really going to just focus on the basic program. And when I say basic, that's all capitals, right? And then there's that advanced training program, and then there's a child training program. But again, you can look up more of those if you're interested, and I'll have those links on the website, my website, if you want to do some more reading. But I'm just really going to focus on the main or basic program. And part of that is because it is what everything else is based off of. So parents really need to participate in the basic parent series first so that they can learn those core skills and core information to be able to access some of the other programs, but also because this piece of it is what has the most research supporting it as the prevention program. So there's three different versions of the basic parent program. There's kind of this baby toddler, which is 1 month to 2 years, and that still has some emerging research on it. So I wouldn't say that is as well demonstrated as effective in the literature. Then there's preschool, which is 3 to 5, and then school age, which is 6 to 12. So the basic series really focuses on parenting skills, and not just any parenting skills, but the parenting skills that can help support or promote a child's social competence and then reducing problem behaviors. So things like how to play well with other children, persistent skills coaching, how to use praise effectively, how to effectively use incentives, how to establish and create some predictable routines and rules, promoting responsibility, how to effectively set limits, strategies to manage misbehavior, teaching children to problem solve. And the school age has the same focus, but also some additional things, some additional skill competencies, because kids between the ages of 6 and 12 are engaging in more complex behaviors like problem solving, logical consequences for misbehavior, parenting approaches that are going to help support the child's academic skills, like parental involvement in setting up homework routines, building collaborative relationships with teachers. And if as you're listening to this, you think, well, hell, I already do a lot of this stuff. You probably do, right? As behavior analysts, we are often called in to support parents on many of these same challenges. And I'm wondering if this was something that we were ever explicitly taught how to do. Right? So we know how to set up token economies, or we know to set up established routines for kids and parents. And how many of us received training in exactly how to do that? Or how many of us have an evidence-based curriculum to follow to teach that? Or are we sort of pulling things from Pinterest or ABA Skillshare? And not that those aren't great places to look for materials, but remember, we always want to be using things that are backed by literature. So if we can take components of this and maybe freshen it up with different activities, that may be an option. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about where Incredible Years came from, talked a little bit about the skills that parents will learn as they're part of the program. So what in the world is it? So it is a group format. So it's a group of parents or teachers, because there is a IY for teachers. I'm going to talk mostly about the parent one for a few reasons. One being that's what I have personal experience with, so I'm most familiar with it. And it's a group of parents that get together, and then there's two facilitators of the group. And you might be thinking, well, how could I become a facilitator? Or I want to learn about implementation. I will talk about that in a little bit. But first, so the program is, it's a group format. So parents get together as a group. There's DVDs that parents watch together, and then a manual and some books that each participant has that you kind of go through it and work through a workbook together. There's handouts. One of the challenges, let me not go there first. So first you watch a video together and then kind of talk about, you know, you check in how the week has gone and people share some of their successes and maybe some places they got stuck. Then there's a DVD where you watch a couple things happen. So there's like maybe an instructional piece, and then also a piece where you're watching a situation. This is one of the drawbacks that I often find: the DVDs need to be updated. And as we know, the closer the model is to the learner, thank you, Bandora, the easier learning occurs. And so this is one area sort of beef that I have with IY, if you could say that. The DVDs are a bit outdated. I haven't used the program in 2 years, so it's possible that they have been updated. And when I went and checked on the IY website, I couldn't get a feel of when they had last been updated. So there's this DVD piece, then you talk about kind of what you could do different or learning one of those skills that I mentioned. So setting up predictable routines is one of the week's topics. And there's a video about it on this DVD. And it does use a really closely aligned to BST process. So you watch the video, they have a handout. So there's that written piece, it's being modeled. There is some awkward role plays that the parents always seem to hate and is a super important part of learning new skills, as you guys know. And then you send them on their way with their homework. And then when they come back, that's where you pick up, is discussing how that went. Another key piece of IY, or two key pieces to IY that make it somewhat different, are that, so it's held once a week and it's for 2 hours. So it is a longer intervention. And because of that, childcare is offered at the same time. And it's done to reduce some of the barriers to participation. The same is true. So it also offers a meal. And that's a important part of Incredible Years. So we used to do easy crock pot meals that we would kind of bring in the morning, start cooking. And then by the time it was time for IY at 5, then we would have a crock pot meal that was fairly easy to serve. It's an important part because, you know, the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, the part of IY is really building this community. I mean, one of the assignments that the parents have is to check in with one of their group members during the week. So they exchange phone numbers, and the book says that they're supposed to call each other. And one of the modifications that we made was that you could text the other person, right? Because a lot of times people aren't making the phone call. Of course, we would love a phone call, and we want to reduce barriers to participation. So we would say that you have to reach out in some way to one of the members of your group. And so then we're getting that social support, right? Group contingencies are powerful. We know that as well as behavior analysts. And so helping them feel more part of the group and generalizing what they're learning in the group to outside the group or outside of those group sessions can be an important part of that social connection. So it's for 2 hours every week. The prevention group is for 14 weeks, and the treatment group is for 18 weeks. And so remember, there are two components or two different tracks for the curriculum. So it can be used as a prevention program, and so it's a little bit shorter. And then the treatment population has an extra month added on to it. Then on top of the homework piece for each week. So it takes a lot to get an IY group running and to complete it. There's a lot of resources needed, both on the ends of the facilitators, you know, needing to block out 2 hours per week for 18 weeks potentially to facilitate the group does not take into account any of the planning or note writing or any of the other things that go into running a successful group, plus needing to be trained in the program. So that's all on the facilitator side. On the attendee side, that's a lot. I mean, as a psychologist, sometimes it's hard to get parents to commit to once a week for a 50-minute clinical hour treatment for their child for 6 to 8 weeks. And so this is, you know, double or triple that, and that can be difficult. That said, the people that come are usually coming because they need it, and so they may be more likely to stay. But it is not uncommon for the group for attrition to occur. So groups can start out at maybe 10 to 12, and then by the end, you have maybe 3. And that's okay. I maybe should say that differently. That is normal, and it still stinks as a facilitator to spend the time and effort in putting it together and maybe not have everybody stay in the group. That also is a great opportunity to practice compassion and think about that noble intention of those who are still there, or those who did have to drop out of the group, that there are so many other things that require their time and attention, that in their constant pivoting and reallocating their resources, they're just not able to make it there yet. Remember, that power of yet is super important. So one of the other things that I learned in prepping for this podcast is that it's available in a variety of different languages, so not just English. So Chinese, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, French, Norwegian, Portuguesa, Russian, Spanish, Swedish are all available, which I thought was really great as well. I see online people often asking for resources to be translated, and so here's a great opportunity to have some strong resources that are already translated into other languages. And so again, each group has two group leaders. The group leaders complete a certification process, and this involves attending a certified training workshop. That part is not required, but highly encouraged. So really, we do want to be trained in whatever modes of treatment we're using before we use them, right? We don't want people picking up a Cooper text and then thinking that they're able to go out and implement ABA services or behavior analysis. And that's really the same for IY. You really do need to go and participate in some training. Then you can be a facilitator. Now, some of the facilitators may be interested in doing a certification or accreditation process. And this is required if you're going to do any research with IY, but is not required to simply facilitate the groups. This process starts with one of those three-day trainings that I mentioned with a certified trainer. They're offered all the time in Seattle and intermittently other places. You can also reach out to them directly and see about bringing a trainer to your area. I'm not completely sure about the cost on that, but there's a little button on their website that you can kind of click to find out more. Then if you're moving towards certification, then you do the three-day workshop, then you run two full groups from beginning to completion. During that time, you're videotaping yourself and submitting them that are going to be evaluated by a certified trainer. So then you submit a tape or a couple tapes. There are implementation and fidelity checklists that are used as part of that evaluation process. And then there is a consultation call or a couple consultation calls that occur with that certified trainer after your first set of tapes. Then you submit more tapes and more consultation and more implementation checklists and protocols. And then you are determined to be your awarded certification. So you are a certified IY facilitator versus an IY facilitator. As always, that certification doesn't end there. It's the beginning, not the end. And so there's ongoing peer review and consultation. And again, while this isn't required to be a facilitator to be certified, if you want to do research using IY, it is very clear their website and promotional materials that you must be certified in IY, which makes sense, right? From a research perspective, we want to be sure that if you are saying that you are using IY, that you are actually using IY. So my own experience with IY, I really enjoyed the program. I liked the binder of curriculum. I liked knowing what we were going to do each week. I liked having the materials that I could provide easily to parents. That's the same reason I really liked the Ruby curriculum or Christina Connor's Paradigm Parent Training Roadmap. I think a curriculum is a really nice structure to work from, particularly for new BCBAs or new clinicians. It gives you structure. It also means that this IY curriculum has been tested and deemed to be effective in this order and administered in this way. It does get to be pricey. Having a book for each attendee can get pricey. Paying people or finding people to provide childcare during the time, you know, the 2 hours, the meals, the planning. So all of that, sort of touching on it from a business owner perspective, when you're thinking about what you would charge for participation, all of those costs need to be wrapped up in that. Remember, it's not just your time for that hour. Your fee is not just that hour. It's what do you bring to that hour? What is the value in that hour? Or in this case, 2 hours. And so when we're setting fees, you want to be sure that you are encompassing everything that goes into running this group to be sure that it's sustainable for your practice. because it doesn't matter what great ideas we have or how great the curriculum is and how much evidence base there is backing it. If it's not sustainable, it's just going to get dusty on a shelf. One of the challenges is that amount of resources that can be challenging. And my pre-doc, it was always interns that ran it. So I think I've shared, I don't know if it was online lately or in some supervision sessions, but as a psychologist, in addition to being a practicum student for 4 years for my doctorate and then 2 years for my school psych master's, you work basically for free as a practicum student anywhere from 8 to 30 hours per week. And then as an intern for my pre-doc internship, I went to an APA accredited internship. It was Western Youth Services in Orange County, California. So you work full time for less than $20,000 per year. And that's just kind of expected. It's just sort of part of paying your dues and it's the process. And full time isn't, I mean, you work till the work's done. It's not necessarily just a 40-hour work week. It's a true salaried position. And so, takes longer when you're first learning things. And so Incredible Years was often assigned to interns because it did take a lot of time to do. And then we would often facilitate it with one of our supervisors. And so, again, that's where I learned about IY and ran 3 IY groups. Because of the length of the group, or at least that's what I tell myself to maybe make myself feel better, one of the groups ended up with only one parent finishing. We started with a larger group, and that was really hard for me personally. I realize that even as I'm saying it, right, I'm kind of making a joke about, oh, well, maybe it was just because of the group, not me. And I'm sure it was both in some ways. And when we're talking about families who are dealing with poverty and not having their basic needs met, like if we're looking at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if their basic food, safety, shelter needs aren't being met, it's really difficult for them to focus on some of these parenting needs. And so that can be a real challenge and is a contributing factor to why there was such attrition. But, I really enjoyed it. The DVDs were a little outdated at that time. We actually used it, as a name it to tame it, Dan Siegel moment, right? So kind of talked about, yes, their hair's going to look different and their clothes might look different. And look at the constancy of these behavioral challenges. They existed in the 80s, they existed in the 90s, and they continue to exist now. And so kind of named it and talked about it in a way that hopefully didn't make it too much of a barrier. So, as always, time is our most valuable resource. I hope that you guys enjoyed and benefited from the last, 15, 20 minutes learning about IY or Incredible Years, which is a really great evidence-based curricular program that can be used with parents. Talked about some of the pros and the cons, and I will put some links on the show notes page so that you guys can learn more about it if you're interested. This is Dr. Becca from the Business of Behavior podcast and the ABA Business Builders Facebook group. I look forward to connecting with you guys online, and I welcome any emails or messages, smoke signals, whatever way feels most comfortable for you to connect with me. Thanks, everyone.